You were supposed to be our little girl, huh?
Yeah, because you guys, we wanted to be a family.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And
they loved each other so much.
Yep. Did you know that you made us a mommy and a daddy?
Yes, I knew that.
Before we dive in, just a quick favor. If you're enjoying what we're doing at Angels Among Us, please take a second to rate and review the show. And if something in today's episode touches your heart, please share it with a friend.
Welcome to Short Story Wednesday on Angels Among Us. Each week, we bring you a short but powerful story to lift your spirits and remind you that God is in even the smallest details of your life. If you have a story you'd like to share, we'd be honored to hear it.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Short Story Wednesday. Today, if you're watching, you can see I have a very special guest. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Reese.
What's your full name?
Reese Wyatt.
Reese Wyatt. Yep. We're going to have a little conversation, and hopefully we're going to learn a little bit from Reese today. Can you tell everybody how old you are?
I'm 5.
When's your birthday?
March 29th, and it's a wedding march.
It is March. And so how old are you going to be?
6.
And what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
Yep. Can you tell everybody something cool about yourself?
I can see angels.
You can?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get to that a little bit later.
Okay.
What about, is there anything else? What do you like to do?
I like to draw.
Draw?
I'm actually an artist.
You are, and you're a really good artist, huh? What hand do you draw with?
This hand.
Which one is that? Is that your left hand or your right hand?
Left.
Yep. Which hand?
Left.
Yep. Good job. Yep, you're a lefty, just like your mama, huh? What sports do you play?
Soccer.
What else?
Gymnastics.
Yep.
I'm going to play basketball soon.
You want to play basketball someday?
Yeah, I want you to be my coach.
Okay, we'll see about that. Was Daddy a really good basketball player?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
You were a good soccer player and you got a lot of goals.
Yep, that's true. How do you know? You never watched.
Because I know everything.
You know everything? Okay. Can you tell everybody one more interesting thing about you? What's something that's cool about you that not a lot of kids at your school can say? I'll give you a hint. Are you adopted?
I am adopted.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
I don't know.
What does it mean?
I'm the best kid in the world.
Yeah. Were you ever in mommy's belly?
No.
No? Why not?
I'm in someone else's belly.
You were?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
What do we always tell you? How did you come to us?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You don't remember when you were a baby?
Yes. Nope.
No?
I can't.
Because God had to use somebody else to get you to us. Right?
Yeah.
He knew that you were supposed to be our little girl, huh?
Yeah. Because you guys, we wanted to be a family.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And you,
they loved each other so much.
Yep. Did you know that you made us a mommy and a daddy?
Yes, I knew that. Because I know everything. Except when I was a baby stuff. But yeah. I can still know everything. Only for a long time. But not baby stuff.
Okay, can you tell everybody what is your favorite thing about mommy?
She's the best.
Why?
Because she's cute.
And because she's a lefty? Like you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is she a good mom?
Yes.
Do you think that she loves you?
Yes.
If you could tell her one thing, what would it be?
It will be princesses.
What does that mean? If you could tell mommy one thing, like you only get to tell her one thing ever again, what would you want her to know?
That I'm a princess and mom's the queen. And dad is the king and T's the jack.
The jack. Not a prince?
A prince. He's a prince.
Okay, tell mommy how much you love her.
So much.
So much. That's good. Do you remember how we got your little brother?
Yes.
How?
I don't know.
You don't remember?
No.
Do you remember going to the hospital?
Yeah.
Did you get to see your brother in the hospital?
No.
Why not?
It's a surprise!
It was a surprise? It's because your brother was in a special place in the hospital and little kids couldn't go in there. He was in the NICU.
What's a NICU?
Neonatal Intensive Care Unit.
What is that? I cannot even understand you.
Neonatal Intensive Care Unit.
I still can't understand.
It's just a big fancy word for little babies that aren't super healthy yet. They can't go home yet, so they get special care. And there's lots of nurses and doctors in there that are so awesome. Huh?
So they can be amazing.
They are amazing.
Wait, okay. Was I in there when I was a baby?
Nope. You were perfectly healthy and ready to go home.
I have a question for you.
What?
Can you see angels?
Can I see angels?
Yeah, because I can.
You can?
Yeah.
Do you remember the first time you saw an angel?
In your guys' room when I was sleeping, and then I was awake because I can't go back to sleep when I'm awake, and I saw them.
What did it look like?
When was a butterfly, it looked like... I can't remember because it's a long time ago. But it was... There was green, blue, red.
Did they look like lights? Huh?
No.
What did it look like?
It looked like butterflies.
What was it doing, though? Were they, like, flying around and stuff?
Yeah. And the second time, they were dots.
Dots?
I can see angels right now.
You can?
Yeah.
What is it doing?
They were still dots.
Dots. She sees... Well, it happened a lot more when she was a little bit younger. But there was one time we were laying in bed. And she came in at like 4 in the morning. I don't remember if... Do you remember if you had a bad dream?
It was nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a bad dream.
Yeah, it was dark outside still, huh?
Yes, still.
Yeah, and she comes in and she lays in between us. Yeah, and I like to... We were about to go back to sleep. Well, mommy was asleep.
My mama and dada couldn't see because they like to sleep. I don't know why, but that's how it goes.
Well, that was kind of a weird night anyway. Teague had woken up a couple times. Michaela... had to go into his room, and she actually kind of saw something. She called it like a green flashing light kind of flying around the bottom of the room. I mean, we don't know what it was, but she didn't say anything until after Reese comes in a little bit later that same night, early morning, and she comes in, and we're on the verge of going back to sleep, and all of a sudden Reese says, "Wow, it's so beautiful." And I was like, "What?" And she's like, "It's blue and green and red, and it's flying all over. It just keeps going. It's so beautiful. Do you remember saying that?
No.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, I think you were...
But when you said it, now I know.
Oh, now you remember?
Yeah, because you told me.
Yeah, and for probably almost a year after that, she would say... Well, we didn't... She didn't tell us that they were angels originally. I said, do you think maybe they're angels? And she said, yeah, I think. So she called them angels ever since, these lights that she would see. And she would tell us.
I saw one that right now that was like this, a smiley face.
Really?
Yeah.
Like yeah, this. So who knows? But I think we can learn so much from our little kids. I really think
when
that
we see angels.
Yeah.
When Tiggy sees angels, and I do, and Mom and Dad does. Then I can have fun with the angels.
Do you think other kids can see angels?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think kids can see more than we can, especially when they're younger.
Everyone can.
You think so?
Yeah.
Why do you think there are angels?
So we can be good. And there's two right by us.
There is?
I know. Because I know everything.
Oh, do you think angels help protect us?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Even from bad guys.
When at night, when we pray at night, do we ask for protection from angels?
Yes, and so I can't have bad dreams.
Yeah, we
pray. But I like to see my dreams the last time I say, I can't remember.
What do you think about Mommy and Daddy's podcast?
I like it.
You do? Why do we do it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Can you tell me why?
You don't remember?
No.
We do it because we feel like God has asked us to do it. And we hope and we pray that it brings hope and peace to people and helps them to feel of God's love. Does God love you?
Yes.
How do you know?
Because I know everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do you know that God loves you? What's something that he does for you that...
Protect us.
He protects us?
Yes.
What else?
Loves us.
Okay, did he give you a brother?
Yes.
He did?
Yes.
You probably don't remember, but when you were little, before we got your brother, we would pray all the time for a little baby to make you a big sister. Right?
Yeah, but I'm not bigger yet, so I'm not sister yet.
Are you bigger than your brother, though?
Yes.
Are you older than your brother?
Yes.
So you're a big sister.
Oh, but not bigger. Or bigger, like 10,025.
Are you a good big sister?
Yes.
Do you love your brother?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Do you have any advice for anybody?
No.
Do you know what advice is?
No.
So no?
That's why I said no.
That's why you said no?
No. Yes.
Advice means that you have something to tell somebody that will help them. It can help them. So if you could tell anybody something that could help them, what would you tell them? Let's say there's other little kids that are listening. What would you tell them?
Listening to your mom and dad.
Oh, they should listen to their mom and dad?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Do you know what truth is?
Saying the truth, don't lie.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to help you here. At the end of our show, we always ask our guests, and today you're my guest.
I'm your guest.
That kind of sounds like, I'm the best, huh?
No. Yeah, okay. Yes.
Are you the best?
Yes. So I'm still.
Okay. What is something that you know to be true? Do you know that mommy and daddy love you?
Mommy and daddy love me.
How do you know that?
Because I love you, so you guys love me.
Yeah, but how do you know that we love you?
I don't know.
Okay, how do I know that you love me? Just because you tell me?
Yeah.
Do we do nice things for people that we love?
Oh, yes.
Does mommy and daddy do nice things for you?
Yes.
Okay, do you know that God loves you?
Yes.
How do you know? Because he does nice things for you?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
I just asked you one last time.
What?
You don't remember?
No.
Do you see angels?
I don't see angels.
What?
Then
why did you
use a
podcast?
Then. I can see living angels, so...
What's living
angels? Human angels.
Human?
Did you know that we can be angels for people sometimes?
Yes, and that's ourselves. Why?
Ourselves, yep.
So?
Reese, okay. Thank you so much for joining me.
I know, Biz. I'm your daughter.
Yep. Thanks for sitting with me. I love you.
Love you.
Okay. Go look for those angels.
Thanks for joining us on Angels Among Us. You can find us on YouTube and wherever you listen to podcasts. Follow along for more stories of everyday miracles and reminders that angels are among us. If you have a story to share, please email or DM us with a brief summary. We'd love to hear from you. And remember, when we are waiting, God is working.